We have a right to fight for our country, the same as every other American. We will not go away.
I can't afford the kind of losses my bombers have been suffering. Can you help save lives?
If you get us new planes, we can help your boys.
Nothing's difficult.
Everything's a challenge.
Through adversity to the stars.
From the last plane, to the last bullet, to the last minute, to the last man, we fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight.
We fight. We fight.
Okay, here's the deal. The story of the Tuskegee Airmen is an honorable one, and George Lucas has been wanting to do a movie about this elite World War II fighting squadron for 25 years. Now he's done so, and the result is Red Tail. And as much as I respect the actual Tuskegee Airmen, Red Tails is tough to swallow. Sure, the dogfight sequences are cool, but when the story gets out of the cockpit, it falls apart. Stealing plot points from other similar movies like Flyboys, there's very little originality to the film. The plot is spread over a half dozen marginally racist characters, and no one gets proper focus. At best, it plays out like a basic cable TV movie with great special effects. At worst, it's a heartfelt apology from Lucas for having only one African-American character in the original Star Wars trilogy. But if you're one of those film fans complaining about Lucas's constant changing of the Star Wars films, you need to go see this movie and make it a hit so he focuses on something else. Otherwise, you have nothing to complain about in 3 weeks when The Phantom Menace hits 3D screens. Red Tails gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.